All right.
Hey.
More microcasting.
A microcast.
This is the post-podcast microcast, Jeff.
That's right.
We just posted today's regular 2-hour podcast.
And now the exclusive behind-the-scenes making of.
The macrocast.
Yeah.
So you just had diet orange soda and no food today.
Yeah, the podcast went long. We had to do a bunch of persona stuff today. So basically, there was no time for lunch.
No.
So I had this diet orange soda that I'm about halfway through, and I think I'm going to toss it out because, diet orange soda on an empty stomach doesn't play.
It's ironic that, no lunch today because we spent, I'd say, a good majority of the podcast talking about food or taste testing food.
Maybe that's why I didn't notice so much because I had a cannoli and some chips.
Yeah, we had cannolis. We had, I had a chip out of each of those bags. Getting down on the way Drew was. Drew enjoying himself
away.
Some UK chips.
Crisps, even.
That's what a UK chip is.
Oh,
is a crisp.
Oh, okay.
Because whatever, my understanding of what a crisp was different. It wasn't just...
Yeah, what they call crisps here are, they just call everything crisps there.
Yeah, to me, a crisp is a Pringle. That's a crisp.
Right.
Because that's not a chip of potato.
Oh, it is.
No.
It's just a thicker chip. I mean, poker chips are thick.
No.
Thicker than Pringles.
No, what I'm saying is that a Pringle is mashed up potato stuff and is reconstituted and reformed into that shape. A potato chip has to be chipped off a potato.
I think anything that's in chip shape, they're not carving poker chips off of some big poker potato.
The fuck are you talking about poker? I'm talking about chips.
I'm saying chips are chips, man.
Except when they're crisp.
Chip shape is still a chip.
It's not just a regional thing. It's not just they're from the UK, so they call
it
a lift.
I don't think the difference has anything to do with... Yeah, dude, it totally does. A truck is a lorry. A flat is where you live. Though they call... Though, like, pretentious college girls call them flats here, too.
But I'm just saying that we have crisps in the United States.
And there is a differentiation.
Not a real person.
That's me.
Like I said, not a real person.
I'm the realest person. That's BC, bro. I don't know. I think crisp in the U.S. implies that it is a thicker than a regular chip.
No, see, like those... Okay, you like the Munchos, right?
Yeah.
Those are not chips because that was a potato that was then highly processed and then put into that shape.
As opposed to Lay's potato chips that are not highly processed.
No, you can see like the potato rings on a Lay's potato chip. That was sliced off a potato. Yes, it's highly processed, but it's not mashed up and then reconstituted into a shape.
I guess that's just not a meaningful difference to me. The reconstitution of potatoes.
Because it's not... It's a totally different product. It's like saying a hamburger and meatloaf are exactly the same thing.
Dude, that's just crazy. What are you talking about? No one would say that.
No, and no one would say that a crisp and a
Pringles
chip...
Pringles are chips, dude. They're equivalents.
But
I could get a can of Pringles, I could get a bag of chips.
Why do they say crisps on the can?
Because they want to be fancy about it. They want to say...
No, because there's a difference. Pringles are anything but fancy.
Pringles are fancy. Look at that dude's mustache.
But that's the kind of fanciness that will only impress teenagers, and there is no teenager that's fancy.
Fancy, but
there's no such thing as a fancy teenager.
But there are teenagers that can appreciate fancy things, like Pringles. I love Pringles as a teen. Now I'm a little soft on them. I'm not so big on the Pringles anymore.
Because you've gotten classier.
Yeah, I have. So now I have to get dirty potato chips. Or whatever other stupid crap they sell in that deli.
Buy Pringles and bulk dog.
Well, see, no, that's where it went bad. They sent us a case of Pringles. Remember that? Because they were doing, like, Nintendo sent us a case of Pringles because they were doing some deal where they were giving away Wiis. And I ate, like, half a case of Pringles, like, short cans.
Oh, that's right.
At my desk. And I feel a lot like I feel right now with the half bottle of Diet Orange. A little rotten in the tummy.
So speaking of Pringles.
Yeah.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yep. Why not?
And we're out of time. That's going to do it for this microcast.
Terrific.
I want to thank everyone for writing in.
Yeah.
Thank everyone for the calls.
Thanks for having me on.
Great calls. Jeff, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, man, anytime.
Car.
I'm not gonna pass this cop.
You're passing this cop.
I'm passing this cop.
You've passed this cop.
But I'm also doing the speed limit now.